radio and saw Gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we need to start with old business first. That's still very current tonight, and that's what's left of former major Hurricane Delta. As you know, making landfall late last Friday, just 13 miles east of where major Hurricane Laura landed 6 weeks ago near Lake Charles. And the destruction, I'm afraid, is overwhelming. I always recommend the American Red Cross for sending aid through their website. And, of course, Delta has been so much more through the weekend as well. The remnants of the storm generating isolated tornadoes in Georgia, flash flooding, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. Now today, even more locally heavy rainfall. Flash flood watch will expire at midnight Eastern down the spine of the Appalachians. The wet impacts will now morph together with a new Canadian cold front that tonight has generated a wind advisory over most of the central and northern plains and will pour cooler air for millions across the Great Lakes and the Northeast starting tomorrow. And some wildfire help with rains in the Pacific Northwest tonight. Still red flag warnings for the Front Range and no help for Southern California. 18 wildfires currently, 4 majors still burning. The Glass Fire, though, 97% contained. By the way, is there any other systems out in the tropics right now we should worry about? Nope. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I know 2020 has been an absolute disaster so far, but I think Florida's really setting itself up to screw us all in the presidential election. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My fishing report. What's going on in the aquariums? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio.
Oh, my gosh. So much to do tonight. I have so little time to do it. I can't wait to talk to you. Here's your phone number, 888-688-WALT, and our web address, WorldWideWalt. That's for all the information about Sterling on Sunday you could ever hope to have, WorldWideWalt. Walter Sterling Show. That's our address. All right, now listen. There's big news right now in Las Vegas. KXNT is our affiliate in Las Vegas, a fine intercom station. I am so proud to be on that radio station run by Dan Kearney. He's a great general manager. He's always been kind to me when he returns my phone calls. It's always a pleasant conversation. And for me, at my point in my career, a pleasant conversation is a plus. But listen to this story, this insane story. And if you have an update on this story, I would give anything for an update on this story from KXNT in Las Vegas. And face it, there's nothing else going on out there right now. I mean, every convention is canceled. The rodeo was canceled. Listen to this. Today, in Target, in Las Vegas, I'll get the address of the Las Vegas Target. I'll get which one it is. A woman goes in there wearing a wedding gown. And she comes in with a guy wearing all black and a female friend of hers. They march into the Target. She's wearing a wedding gown. Her best friend is with her. And a priest is with her. Now, I have to make it very clear. Catholic priests don't go outside. They never go outside. She got a Catholic priest to leave the church. If you're not Catholic, you can't begin to understand this. But if you are Catholic, you know. The rules about where priests can wander around are very strict. A couple of years ago, we needed to get the Cardinal of New York to come to an office meeting in an office building. And a friend of mine said, I can get him to do it. I said, there's no way you're going to get the Cardinal to cross Fifth Avenue. The Cardinal does not cross Fifth Avenue. He doesn't go outside. He stays inside in mystery. And then people go to the Cardinal and say, hey, Mr. Cardinal, I have a question for you. And he says, Dominic Bubiscum. I never knew what that meant. Dominus Gubiscum. It's Sunday. I can say these things. Dominus Gubiscum. And then he makes a sign of the cross in the air, but it always looked very sloppy to me. Whenever a priest made a sign of the cross, it looked pretty darn sloppy to me. And then they hold their rosary, and they look in the distance, and they light candles, and they pray for you, God. And they say, do 10 stations of the cross. 10 stations of the cross? Are you crazy? How about one Our Father? Won't that absolve me of all my crimes and sins? Not you. Not you, Mr. Walter. You'll need to do 10 stations of the cross. Cardinals don't go out. But my friend got the cardinal to cross the street. He worked with the Archdiocese of New York, and he got the cardinal to cross the street for a business meeting. It was amazing. It was breathtaking. Thank you, Mr. Edward. Thank you for making that happen. You always made me look good. Now, there's a priest, a Catholic priest, in Target in Vegas. Well, first of all, it was news to me that there are Catholic churches in Las Vegas and not just wedding chapels. But there's a Catholic priest in the Target in Las Vegas in daylight with a nice woman in a wedding dress. And she's with her best friend. And she has arrived to announce to the Target people that she is there to find her fiancé, to whom she has been engaged for 2 years. 2 years! And to get him to pop the question and marry her. They've been engaged for 2 years. To save time and trouble, she has brought the priest. And she's brought her best friend, the maid of honor. And there they all are at the cashier area in Target, which poetically is also where the bathrooms always are in Target. It's like, I can't believe I spent that much. Oh, my God, I need a bathroom. I think that's why they're there. And they started hunting for this poor guy. He's going to marry me here and now. I brought the priest. I brought the maid of honor. This happened today, Sunday. This is live radio. And KXNT, 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 wake up. Hello. See if you can find out what happened in the Target today. See if you can find out if once they found the guy, well, let me tell the story better. They finally find the guy, this poor clerk who works at Target. There he is in his red shirt. He's a little chubby. There's his bridezilla potential wife. She finds him and says, you have a choice. Either you marry me here or now, and I have brought the priest. Here's the priest. Here's my best friend. Either you marry me here and now, or we're breaking up. We've been engaged for 2 years. I am tired of answering this. For 2 years we've been engaged. I'm done. You marry me here and now, or it's over. And this poor guy goes, well, it would have been nice if somebody had warned me she was coming. Couldn't someone have warned me? No, be a man. Stand up. You don't. No wonder you have trouble. No wonder he's in trouble. He goes, no one warned me that she was coming. No, why didn't anyone tell me that she was coming? Oh, why didn't anyone tell me that she was coming? There she is, marching him through the aisles of the Las Vegas Target, saying, you either marry me now or we're breaking up. Here's the priest. Here's my best friend. You either marry me now or we're breaking up. And he's going, oh.
We need to get you dressed.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Why didn't anyone tell me she was coming? Why does anyone need to tell you she was coming? You've been engaged for 2 years, bucko. And she did not fantasize about having her wedding at the cashier line next to the restrooms in Target. That was not her fantasy. You're in trouble from the second you woke up this morning, buddy. Now, I'm very curious if anybody in Las Vegas, if you in Las Vegas listening on KXNT, know the result of this adventure. This happened today. I'm dying to know if he said, okay, we can get married. More details coming up soon. It's 15 past the hour. I am Walter M. Sterling. Hey, buddy, listen. That means I'm live. I'm live on Sunday night and can't wait to talk to you at 888-688-WALT. Yes, I'll repeat it. 888-688-WALT.
We need to get you dressed.
This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My fishing report. What's going on in the aquariums? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I know 2020 has been an absolute disaster so far, but I think Florida's really setting itself up to screw us all in the presidential election. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I must emphasize to you that this product is made with natural, active ingredients. It's safe and gentle on your body. It has no side effects and can safely complement other prescription medications. What kind of product is this? It's Hyland's Flexmore arthritis medication. I'm Walter Sterling. For years, I have suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. I use my laptop and it hurts. I stand up and it hurts. I try to walk and it hurts. And guess what? Since I have used Hyland's Flexmore medicine, my pain has diminished dramatically. I'm able to get around the house. I'm able to use my laptop. No problem. Because Hyland's Flexmore arthritis medicine is made with natural active ingredients. It is safe and gentle on my body. It has no side effects and can safely complement any other prescription medication. They have two formulas. They have a daytime formula and a nighttime formula. Doesn't that make sense? I take a few of the pills in the morning when I wake up. When I wake up. And immediately I can feel the relief in my feet and in my thumbs. And then right before I go to bed, instead of having achy feet and achy thumbs, I don't experience that anymore. Plus, Hyland's Flexmore medicines have an easy-to-open cap. Doesn't that make sense? If you're dealing with arthritis pain, shouldn't they have easy-to-open caps? Of course they should. Now, if you enter my name, Walter, you get $3 off your purchase. Go to Hylands.com/arthritis. Hylands.com/arthritis. Enter the promo code Walter for $3 off. Hylands.com/arthritis. Hylands.com/arthritis. Enter my name, Walter, for $3 off.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I love Harry's Razors. Now, Harry's Razors has been around a few years. Maybe you tried it. This is the time to try it again because their new blades are their sharpest ever. When you go in the shower and you shave, you are going to have the best shave imaginable. I'm not kidding you. I know it's hyperbole. This isn't hyperbole. When I shaved with the new Harry's Razor, it felt as though I had never shaved before. That's what a dramatic sense it gave me. It's like, what is this? I've never had this feeling before. Go to harrys.com. Register now. Get the new sharper blades. Plus, you get the razor blade. You get the handle, the shaving cream, a nice travel box. You enter the promo code Walter, and you get all that for $3. You get all of that for $3. Trial set, harrys.com, promo code Walter. You get that whole kit for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from a new book that I'm working on. So NYPD cops can go out sick 3 times a year, basically, and not have to worry about looking over their shoulders. But once you call in sick 4 and 5 times a year, you get put what's called in a chronic monitoring program, which means at some point during the day, you're going to get a visit from a couple of members of the NYPD's health service division, usually a sergeant or a lieutenant. Well, there was this guy in the precinct with a big mouth that we used to call Vavoom. Now, Vavoom wasn't a bad guy, but he just had a big mouth and would often speak without thinking. Like one time we're at a police racket, he's talking to another cop who he really doesn't know about a female that's at the party who's a lesbian and how she's beautiful and he wouldn't mind hooking up with her. Well, the problem was he was talking to the guy's sister. Another time at a party, Vavoom starts talking to some cop's wife about consoling her about their pending divorce. Well, the problem was the husband had never served her with divorce papers. So Vavoom often hurt people he was looking to help. Vavoom liked to drink, and he would often call in sick when the hangovers began to get too, bad. So Vavoon lived in upstate New York, and he figured since he lived 70 miles north of the city, no one would ever come looking for him when he went in sick for the 10th time in a year. So one day after one of his hangovers was, you know, subsiding and he was out sick, he made his way over to the local bar and he orders a whiskey. And he's hanging out, sipping a whiskey with the locals. And a stranger walks into the bar. And the guy's dressed in business casual. He's carrying a folder. The guy's got "cop" written all over him. Vavoom is clueless, and the stranger walks up to the bartender with the folder, and he says, "Hey, do you know where Willow Circle is?" And before the bartender can answer, Vavoom comes swinging in on a vine, interrupting, saying, "Oh, Willow Circle? I know where that is. You make a right, you make a left, go up Main Street, and it's right there." "Who are you looking for in Willow Circle?" Vavoom asks. And the stranger can't believe it. He's looking into the folder. He's looking at Vavoom. He says, "You." So it was the sergeant from the NYPD's Health Service Division who was just looking for his street. So Vavoom was the first guy in the history of the NYPD to get suspended in a local bar and volunteer himself to get suspended. He served himself on a silver platter. So if you get a chance, check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos. And next week I'll tell you a story about a cop who didn't have any hair and then shows up the next week with a new toupee and tries to gaslight everybody in the precinct.
All right, it's 23 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. That's what you can tell all of your friends. We are covering the most remarkable story we have seen and heard in some time. Woman walks into a Target. She's dressed in a wedding gown. She's with her best friend, her maid of honor, and a priest, a Catholic priest. Catholic priests don't leave the church. To get a Catholic priest to leave the church is remarkable. There she is with a priest, her best friend, and a wedding gown. And she says, "I'm here to find my fiancé." Listen to this, Jill. She's there to find her fiancé. And they look around the store. Her fiancé is some schleppy clerk in the Target in Vegas. They finally find him, and she says to him, "We have been engaged for 2 years. Either you marry me right here, here's the priest, here's the maid of honor, or we're breaking up right now." She's doing this in the middle of a Target in Vegas on a Sunday. He goes, "Gee, I wish somebody had warned me about this." "Nobody. No, listen, that's why you're in trouble. You needed warning about this? You've been engaged for 2 years. 2 years. Now, what we don't know yet is what happened. She said, "If you don't marry me right now, we're breaking up." Now, he said, "We have to talk about this outside." We don't know what happened after that. Now, Jill, I have this profound theory. No, it's not a theory. It's a fact that I look at my guy friends when they're talking about their wedding and what they're going to do with their wedding. I look at them and go, "It's not your wedding. It's her wedding." And have you been fantasizing about your wedding since you were eight? No. She has. She's been fantasizing about her wedding since she was eight, and she has very clear expectations, and your job is to say, "Yes, that's a good idea." This is among the things guys don't understand. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. Jill runs a great website called flowerpowerdaily.com. flowerpowerdaily.com. It's sort of an almost hippie site for people with money, but it's called flowerpowerdaily.com. It's created by and run by Jill Brooke. Trivia questions. In your experience, when you look at flowers, Jill, for weddings, what are the most popular flowers?
Well, obviously it's the rose, because that is the flower of love. And it really also depends on what season you're getting married. But because roses are the national flower, and they're available in all seasons, they tend to be predominantly the flower that's used. But of course, we have the peonies, and we have the iris, and we have the forget-me-nots. So maybe this woman should have gone to Target with forget-me-nots and said, "Remember, forget-me-not. You either marry me or you don't, or forget about it. I'm out of here."
I'm not an expert as you are. She came to Target with white flowers.
All right. Well, white, it usually means innocence and purity and the pursuit of, with nobility. And I think that she came with white flowers. The reason that you were in white, because it really is, it's not only innocence, because who's really innocent anymore, but it more or less is purity of intention. And it means, you know, love. And white is obviously the enduring color. That's why you see so many of the brides, not only in white, but the bouquets as well. But all right, Jill, what you love about this story is that, you know, you're wondering, where is Elvis? It's in Las Vegas. Elvis have said about this?
Well, Elvis would have said, I'll have another. But this is Jill Brooke. She runs flowerpowerdaily.com. She operates the site. She created it, totally dedicated to consumer flowers, flowerpowerdaily.com. But also,
let me talk. Yeah.
It's my show. Get your own show. The fact is that I happen to know that Jill has another identity, which is she is a world-class PR person. Now, a lot of people online are saying they think this was a publicity stunt waged by Target. And I say there's no way it could be a publicity stunt waged by Target because of one reason. There's video of this event. But it's iPhone video and ready. Jill, you tell me if Target would have done this. No way they would have done this. The video from The video from the iPhone is shot vertically, not horizontally. No PR person worth a darn would have shot it vertically rather than horizontally. Am I right?
You are absolutely right, because that would be an amateur doing that. And you always have to do horizontal when you shoot on iPhone or anything. So, and also, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, because if it was going to be a good PR stunt, you would have had the outcome and it would have said, yes, of course, I'll marry you or I won't. And the fact that we don't know the answer to this indicates that it was a total spontaneous event. And, you know, he was ambushed.
He was ambushed. Who knows? All right. Now, we're going to talk to Jill Brooke more about her amazing website. I've got questions for her about pumpkins and gourds, which is all we really care about. We're going to talk more about great PR stunts. That's all coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. If you know the outcome of the Las Vegas Target ambush, we want to hear from you. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We have that fantastic affiliate in Vegas, KXNT. We love KXNT. Plus, I've got the usual edition for you and Velo Hool. It's a big show. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, tracking what's left of Delta in the Northeast, getting caught up by a new Canadian cold front crossing the Great Lakes out into the Atlantic by midweek. Then the Pacific Northwest is finally getting some rain, higher elevation snows, but that fades away, crossing the Rockies only to reform over the Western Lakes. Big picture, this week looks much quieter, and it will get cooler late in the week. You know about Monday's rains that on Tuesday will still be in place from New York City up to New England. And our Pacific storm will be still pouring on Washington State with snows across the divide, but no rain for Southern California. Wednesday, showers show up over the northern plains with some cooler air. Thursday, showers coming off the Great Lakes into the Northeast. The South stays dry. Friday, new late-day tropical thunderstorm South Florida and cool rain for New England. And Saturday, just the New England showers. But a great show for fall foliage this weekend, even passing peak in some areas across the Great Lakes. But a wonderful show in many areas from the Ohio Valley down to the Carolinas. And out west, near peak as far south as New Mexico. Check your local area. Need me? My email address is bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Bigjohnweather, all one word, @gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio.
All right, Rachel will have the usual edition from Public Radio coming up in just seconds, plus in 4.5 minutes. Florida stories, your favorite feature on Sterling on Sunday. Jill Brooke, creator, founder, and operator of Flower Power Daily, an astonishing, beautiful, incredible website dedicated to flowers. Now, at this time of year, Jill, we're focused on pumpkins and gourds. And when I go to a roadside stand, even one that's well-run, and I see mountains of gourds, I'm like, how much is the markup on this? How much am I being ripped off? Can you give us some tips on how to tell how long a pumpkin might last and whether or not a gourd is a good buy?
Well, first of all, it's a terrific buy for one thing, is because the one thing we can't control is celebration and what we do in our house. We can't sometimes control what happens outside of our house, but we can create a festive time. And I think these holidays give us something to look forward to. So to me, that's priceless. Because if you think about it, the gourds and the pumpkins very easily, just immediately perk up your house, and it's for under $10. You can get a pumpkin for about, I mean, it's 4% more right now this summer. I mean, the average one is $4.18, and in 2019 it was $4.09. So it's not that much. But what it does is that it gives a group activity, because a lot of parents now have the kids at home. And in fact, we're going to be having a story on Flower Power Daily on Tuesday about how to paint flowers on pumpkins and different techniques you can use to prolong it. Because if you think about it, you can do the gourds right now and you can do the pumpkins, but it literally lasts the whole season. And if you, quote, season it, which I can tell you about in just one moment, these are also great decor for Thanksgiving as well. Like, I will take the little gourds that you can buy at either, grocery stores or at nurseries, and the tiny little ones, and you can literally just put it on a mantle, which is so great, and add a little gourd, and then you can add a mum or two, and it literally elevates all your home decor at a very, very inexpensive price point. But another thing you can do is that once, you know, you're not using it, you can also take these little gourds and you can put people's names on it, and that can be literally your table setting for Thanksgiving. So it should last a few months. And, you know, they don't like to be near a lot of heat, because then it can get a little mushy, as you've seen, or you can just actually literally spray paint them. And there's a shellac you can use, so that this way that it will prolong the life. Now, once you open it, then you are opening up the opportunity to rot and get mushy. And that you don't want to do. So, yes, the ones that you carve are not going to last as long as the ones that you just use for decor. But it doesn't matter. It's so much fun. I mean, don't you do it with your kids, Walter? Do you have pumpkins in your home?
I make sure that my wife helps them. How do you season your gourd?
How do I season it?
You said you were going to tell us how you do that.
Yes. I use a shellac. You can get it, like, literally you can go to any hardware store or something like that. And
any shellac.
And, you know, yeah, just do that. I mean, you know, that's, you know, like an easy way to do it. And it's basically just coating it, really, because you don't want to get, you know, it's like any fresh vegetable, you know, it's the air and, you know, and all different types of things that, you know, so basically you're creating like a force field around it. But it is a wonderful thing to do. And also, you know, they're different flowers for the season. And I think that that's the whole cycle of life. And what we do at Flower Power Daily is that, you know, we try to provide our audience with daily bursts of positivity, beauty, and wisdom. And, you know, if you really have flowers in your home, every study says that it really does help not only calm people, but it also stimulates you, because it just literally gives you such a sense of obviously I love flowers, but it turns out that so many people do right now. In fact, we've had more interest in flowers than ever before, because, you know, what it really does, it's just like a healthy addition to your
home. And
remember Andrew Weil, who said like the five things for a healthy life?
I love your site.
He said flowers, too. It's healthy for you. So whenever you're buying flowers for your home, it's healthy for you, not only visually, but basically also for your health. So I think that's a good thing, and that's really what we're so happy reporting on. Mental
Jill
health
Brooke,
and physical health.
Yeah. Jill Brooke, Flower Power Daily. It's a spectacular site. I hope you go there, Flower Power Daily, and enjoy
it. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. All right, thank you. All right, I assume you've been listening to Florida Stories for a while, and you've been real impressed how every week I can come in here and find just a big pile of insane stories from that state. I'm going to add a degree of difficulty to today's episode just to show you how crazy this state really is. This time, I'm covering stories that all happened on one day, not over the course of the week, and I'm not even picking Saturday and Sunday, the crazy days. How about just Monday? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, we know Florida has a horrible reputation when it comes to elections. For those of us who are old enough to have made a long-distance phone call at some point in our life, you probably remember the 2000 presidential election that strung out and the Supreme Court finally settled it like a month later. That was Florida. Florida embarrassed itself in an election again right before the 2018 vote when their online voter registration website crashed on the final day of voter registration. So this year they were ready. The final day of voter registration is notoriously heavy with traffic, and they were going to be prepared. They tested. They tested again. They swore they were ready. And on the final day of voter registration, the website crashes. So after the serial apocalyptic disaster show that 2020 has been, Florida is already setting itself up to totally screw up the presidential election. That just happened on Monday. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Also on Monday, we go to Lake Wells. 47-year-old Florida woman goes into Griner's jewelry store and says, hey, I got a ring to sell you. So the clerk takes a look at a ring. Hey, this is a nice ring. I've seen these before. Where'd you get this? And the Florida woman says, I got it while treasure hunting with a metal detector on the beach. Oh, so the clerk puts on that little eyeglass thing again, takes another look. And it doesn't have the markings of a piece of jewelry that's been on a beach. There would be sand scratches if it had been lost on the beach. There's not a scratch on this thing. The clerk gives a signal to the other clerk, and that other clerk goes and calls the cops. See, that ring actually comes from a design line that is sold at that store. And that store had a burglary just a month ago. And a bunch of rings in that designer's line were stolen. So the cops show up. She gives them the same story. They look through the records. Oh, now that we have our identity, we can see that this woman sold three rings to another store in the last month. And the cop said, well, did you find those while you were treasure hunting on the beach? 47-year-old Florida woman says, no, I found that jewelry on the ground when she went out to the dumpsters in her apartment complex. Gee, do you think they bought it? Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Well, what have we got for you? We have the usual edition, drive-through brew. There's no stopping the excitement that we have. There's just no limit to the excitement that we have. And I want to thank Tom Bartel, Frank Sekula, Annie Knupp, Randy Wellenkamp, Ken Brandenburg, thank you for being loyal Midnight Misfits. You are the best. You are the premium misfits. You fit into nothing. There's nothing you guys fit into. Nothing. Now, if you want to be a Midnight Misfit, here's all you got to do. You got to go to WalterSterlingShow.com, WalterSterlingShow.com. WalterSterlingShow.com and click on Midnight Misfit, and you will see your very simple way to get a Midnight Misfit membership card, which you can download and print out instantly. And then later tonight, when I give you a secret message, you will be able to decode it. Because not only does it tell you what you have to do to be a Midnight Misfit, not only does it tell you what are the requirements of being misfit, it tells you the code for deciphering messages that I share with you. It's Sterling on Sunday. It's live on Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My fishing report. What's going on in the aquariums? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Harry's razor blades just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. Let me tell you why I like Harry's. Well, first of all, the blades go into an ergonomic handle. It's pretty, it's attractive, but more importantly, it feels great in my hand. It feels as though I can actually control this blade. There's nothing random about a smooth shave with Harry's. Everything is well designed and in control. It has a low price. It has a smooth glide. It's a close shave, and their, oh my gosh, their shaving cream comes on as a gel, turns into a foam, smells great, and helps glide my razor where I want it. There's no randomness to where the blade goes. Now, you can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box, drug, and grocery stores right near you. But if you like to shop online like I do, you can get a trial set for $3. That's what I said. You can get a trial set for $3. What's that mean? It means you get the handle, the ergonomic handle. You get a Harry's blade, which has five blades in one, shaving cream, and a convenient travel box. You go to harrys.com. Use the promo code Walter at checkout. harrys.com, the promo code Walter, and all of that, blade, handle, shaving cream, box, $3. And the shipping, that's usually where they screw you, right? No, the shipping is free. All of that is $3. Why not give Harry's a try?
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Chippa's Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And there was this astonishing story, and I mean astonishing. A woman walks into a Target. She walked into a Las Vegas Target today, probably listening to KXNT. She walks into a Las Vegas Target today, and she's in a wedding gown, and she's carrying white flowers. And she says, I am here to get married. Her fiancé worked at the Target. I am here to get married. She's with her best friend and a priest. She got a priest to leave the church. Priests don't do marriages outside of the church. You have to give them a lot of money to do it out of the church, and still most of them won't do it. They view it as a holy sacrament. The Catholic Church views marriage as a holy sacrament. The wedding is a mass. It's the wedding mass, and they're going to do it in the church or wherever they feel like it because they're Catholic priests. She gets a priest to leave the church to come into a Target with her best friend, and she announces to anyone who wants to hear her that she is there to find her fiancé, and she's going to marry him in the Target, in the cashier aisle, as best I can tell. Now, there's bad video of this. You can see bad video of this if you go to dailymail.com. If you look at Daily Mail, it's there at the Daily Mail. The reason I bring this up is there's no conclusion. And, of course, that causes psychological dissonance, which is very disturbing. It's very disturbing to us. We don't know what happened. Because when the guy finally showed up, he goes, gee, I wish someone had given me a warning about this. I wish someone had told me about this. And no one had told him about this. And therefore, he was surprised. Of course he was surprised.
We need to get you dressed.
He had no idea what he had to do. And then he sees that there's video on him. Somebody is running an iPhone on him. Now, some people have suggested online that this was a publicity stunt, possibly pulled off by Target. No way. Because as Jill Brook, a PR expert, just revealed to us, if it was a publicity stunt, two things would happen. One, Target would know the end of the story. They would know that he was going to marry the girl right there in Target. Great for Target, great for him, great for the girl. Not so good for the bridesmaid, hard to tell about the priest. The other thing is, I promise you it wasn't a PR stunt because the iPhone was held vertically like an amateur, like your uncle at Thanksgiving. Hey, you know, why don't you all get in the shot? Why don't you hold it horizontally? Then we can all get in the shot. When you take an iPhone video, you're supposed to know by now that you're supposed to hold the camera vertically, the phone vertically. But that, horizontally, but that isn't what happened. If you're in Vegas listening on KXNT and you know what happened, I want to hear the end of that story, because what the guy said was, could we go outside and talk about this? This poor guy has been engaged to this woman, this bridezilla, for 2 years. 2 years! And he hasn't set a date. Well, that's a bad move. It may have cut down on cheating. It may have cut down on the odds of her cheating on you, buddy. But she's ticked. She is not happy. And now she's in Target, your place of work, your sacred place, your place where nobody can get you. And there she is with her best friend and a priest. And she's saying, either you marry me, or we're breaking up now, after he invested 2 years of his young life being engaged to this woman. But I want to know what happened. If you know what happened, tell me. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Or, equally interesting, what would you do if you're this guy and your fiancé shows up at your place of work and says, we're getting married now, or we're breaking up now. Time's up, buddy. What would you do? What would you do? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. I'll tell you what I would do. I wouldn't have let it drag on for 2 years. I would have let it drag on for maybe 9 months. 10 months at the most. I would have set a date at 6 months, sent out the invitation at 9 months, let them have 3 or 4 months to decide whether or not they're coming to my wedding. That would have been about it. But I sure as heck wouldn't have let it drag on for 2 years. What was he thinking? Now, if your fiancé shows up at your place of work and says, either you marry me now or we're breaking up, what would you do? You know that Michael Quinones show or whatever it is, what would you do if people were pouring hot coffee on this baby? What would you do? That show, that ABC show. Okay, here's your chance. What would you do? Fiancé shows up at work and says, either you marry me now or we're breaking up. And you've been engaged for 2 years and no notice. You have no notice that she's coming to assault you with wedding. You've been attacked with a wedding and a priest and the best friend. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Your call's coming up in just seconds. Oh, but there's Samantha. I bet you anything my Samantha, who is 8 years old, needs to be going to bed now. Samantha, 8 years old, you need to be going to bed now. You have school tomorrow at 8:15. You're on-screen learning, which I think is far superior to in-classroom learning. But this is your chance to go to sleep. And then you'll be all fresh in the morning. I love this on-screen learning. I think this is a big improvement. Remember, I'm actually in my laundry room. It's not pretend. It's not like a morning zoo going, oh, gee, we've been thrown out of the studio. No, I'm really in my laundry room. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we need to start with old business first. That's still very current tonight, and that's what's left of former major Hurricane Delta. As you know, making landfall late last Friday, just 13 miles east of where major Hurricane Laura landed 6 weeks ago near Lake Charles. And the destruction, I'm afraid, is overwhelming. I always recommend the American Red Cross for sending aid through their website. And of course, Delta has been so much more through the weekend as well. The remnants of the storm generating isolated tornadoes in Georgia, flash flooding, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. Now today, even more locally heavy rainfall. Flash flood watch will expire at midnight Eastern down the spine of the Appalachians. The wet impacts will now morph together with a new Canadian cold front that tonight has generated a wind advisory over most of the central and northern plains and will pour cooler air for millions across the Great Lakes and the Northeast starting tomorrow. And some wildfire help with rains in the Pacific Northwest tonight. Still red flag warnings for the Front Range and no help for Southern California. 18 wildfires currently, 4 majors still burning. The Glass Fire, though, 97% contained. By the way, is there any other systems out in the tropics right now we should worry about? Nope. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the blessed birth of Public Radio's Usual Edition. It has been a grand week for public radio. Our subscribers are rushing to write checks to us because of the spectacular performances of Senator Harris and Vice President Biden. And we do mean performances. For whip-around coverage of these sacred events, we seek the journalistic expertise of blind public radio correspondent James Where Are My Keys.
Well, I'm breathless about this week's events. Many Americans and subscribers believe that the virus was better handled by the tightly controlled, tiny country of Sweden than it was by the brawling 350 million Americans. So silly. Here is my street report from Sweden.
Yes, I was born in Sweden. My first language is Swedish. Nu pratar jag svenska. Agneta på stranden. That's where it's at. If you could be in any musical theater show, what would it be? I would love to be in Chicago.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I swear you would have done the same.
I had a solo from Chicago, Velma Kelly, doing I Can't Do It Alone. I'd go.
An award winner, for sure.
Meatballs, anyone?
Today on the Stay at Home Chef, I'm showing you how to make the best Swedish meatballs and gravy. Several years ago, I set about on a quest to create the perfect Swedish meatball recipe. Most of the recipes that I found were bland and lacking in flavor. After traveling through Sweden, I'd say that the Swedes would be pretty happy with what I've come up with.
This edition of the Usual Edition is made possible by a grant from All Star Meats. When you are sick of meat substitutes, how about some actual meat? And by small foreign-built cars with gear shifts that confound NASCAR. And by the state of Vermont. Come on, Vermont. You're not Canada yet. Join us.
Celebrating the Biden win. No need for pesky elections. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the Usual Edition from Public Radio.
All right, 10 past the hour, 10 past the hour on KFBK in Sacramento. Bill White's radio station, His Kingdom. His Kingdom with Kitty O'Neill. Kitty lets him do whatever he wants from time to time. Judy in Dallas, who discovered us on the great WBAP in Dallas. Judy joins us with a terrible joke every week. I am honored that she joins us with a terrible joke every week, usually sort of a dad-type joke. Judy, share with us your terrible joke.
Okay. Where do baby ghosts go all day?
Where do baby goats go all day?
No. Baby ghost.
Where do baby ghosts go all day?
Daycare centers.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
Oh,
America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
I need to get you dressed.
From the mountain to the prairie.
Whenever you see Kate Smith in a film, I know about the demographics. I invented that crap. Whenever you see Kate Smith in a film, she always has two giant RCA mics in front of her. Not one, but two. Would someone please explain to me why Kate Smith needs two giant RCA mics in front of her? Seahawks radio host Don Munson, or Dory Monsoon, is suspended after transphobic tweet. Dory Monsoon has been suspended indefinitely by Bonneville, Seattle, for hosting the Seahawks pregame and postgame radio shows after a tweet he sent mocking transgender people. The Seattle Times has confirmed, and Bonneville is owned by the Mormons. Monson sent the tweet Wednesday night during the Washington gubernatorial debate between Governor Jay Trulee and Republican challenger Lauren Culp. I'm not going to repeat his tweet. I'm not going to share what he said because it's insulting. The problem with having this conversation, the conversation I'm about to have with you, is that inevitably it's easy for a person like me to get swept in and people going, oh, you approve of what he said. No. No. But I want to share with you the dynamic under which he has been suspended. He got suspended for a tweet. In the tweet, he said nothing that was illegal, illicit, or obscene. He gave his opinion. It was the opinion of an idiot, in my opinion. Here's the thing. It's usually sports guys who get caught up in these troubles, these big troubles, and then they get suspended. And then they're told, oh, you have to apologize, or they just get fired. That's not the right approach. Let me share with you how in your company, your little business, your retail firm, your big company, how to deal with it when an employee tweets something that is offensive to you or stupid to the community. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Listen to me carefully, because everybody gets this wrong. Number one. Do not ask them to apologize, because if you ask them to apologize, what happens? It gets frozen in time. It gets frozen in time, and then it becomes permanent. Most people don't really understand what they've read or seen. They don't get it. Most tweets are not read. You understand most tweets that go out, they're not read. Number two, if you have employees that you don't want to say stupid things in tweets, you tell them that they cannot tweet. Period. Sorry, you work here, you can't tweet. Because somebody's going to say something stupid and we don't need the trouble. I know of a situation where an entire radio station was lost because of one idiot's tweet. Don't tweet. Number two, if they do tweet something stupid that is not libelous, illegal, obscene, do not stop the music and make them apologize. Just keep going. Don't look back, because the minute you do, then it becomes their permanent record. Just remember when you were in high school and they said, well, if you keep doing this, it's going to go on your permanent record. In the past 2 weeks, at least four broadcasters have been fired for something they tweeted or something they said when they thought they were off mic. And I looked at every single word they said. They didn't curse. They didn't say anything obscene. They didn't commit libel. Okay, those are the only fireable offenses in my book. Now, what authority do you have to say that, Walter? My authority is this. I'm the guy who put Dr. Ruth Westheimer on the air. And every single week, NBC Standards and Practices sat in my office when I wore a suit and had wingtip shoes and asked me to explain some of the things she said. And I'd look at them and say, is it obscene? Is it illegal? Is it slanderous? And they'd go, well, no, but, you know, we have some taste issues. Shut up with your taste issues. Nobody cares about your taste issues. Grow up. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My fishing report. What's going on in the aquariums? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How many guns can one 12-year-old bring to school? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. I urge you to go to Harry's.com right now, because right now at Harry's.com, you can get the best razor blade you have ever had. That sounds like hyperbole, exaggeration. It is not. When I got the new Harry's blade and the Harry's handle and the shaving cream, and I used it for the first time, I'm like, I have never shaved before. It was such a remarkable sensation. I'm like, whoa, what is this? My beard got instantly smooth. I didn't have to shave the same spot 10 times. The shaving cream feels spectacular. It goes on as a gel, smells great, turns into foam. Then you shave and it's like, whoa, this is amazing. You feel as though for the first time, at least I did, that I had control of the shave. The ergonomic handle gave me control of the blade. The blade just, it married to my face and took the beard off without any sensation of pulling or tugging or nicking, none of that. You can get the whole trial set at Harry's. This is what you do. You go to Harry's.com, Harry's.com. You can find the new sharper blades in a big box drug or grocery store near you. If you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for $3 when you use the promo code WALTER. Other companies make you suffer for their improvements. You know, they improve the blade, they spend money on it, and then they pass along the money to you. Not with Harry's. This is a spectacular trial offer. You get the razor blade, you get the handle, the shaving cream, a nice travel box. They do not charge you for postage. You enter the promo code WALTER, and you get all that for $3. You get all of that for $3. Trial set, harrys.com, promo code WALTER. You get that whole kit for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands, HYLANDS.com is where you're going to find Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I'm Walter Sterling. I urge you now to go to Highlands.com and look at the information about Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. What's special about this? Well, it's made from natural active ingredients, so it's safe and gentle on your body. It has no side effects and can safely complement any other prescription medication. You can take this medicine with whatever medicine you're taking now. No problem, because it's made with natural ingredients. It is safe and gentle on your body. Go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Put in my name, Walter, and get $3 off. Put my name in, Walter, in the promo box, and get $3 off.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
It's the drive-thru brew, a peek inside beer barn life. Let's listen in on Jake and his manager as they overcome the city folk moving to the woodlands.
I can't take these demands anymore. City folk from New York's Upper East Central Side or whatever with their list of outrageousness.
We are here to serve all. If they want faux news or faux gras, we are here to serve. Cheap cigarettes can be replaced with their French ones, and why not t-shirts with strange demonic symbols instead of the ones we sell with race car logos? Why not, Jake?
Oh, no. Here comes another Beamer with New York plates.
Yeah, before I give you my order here in the beer barn, could you please polish the leather in the back seat? I want my imported beer to look good on the imported.
Stay calm, Jake.
Hopefully there won't be a fist fight. Next time on Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
All right, there's Al Craig, Neil Paul, Johnny Z, David Gelman, no, David Delgman, Henry Cavett, Jack Haley, Neil Paul, welcome, 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 Jen Cole, I need to put on the glasses before I do this, John Levely, Alex Gregowski, Alex Gregorski. It's not hard. It's just something you need to study, Walter. Alex Gregorski, John Stewart, Merrill Casey, David Lynch. These are my Midnight Misfits. Welcome. Finally, you and I have a place that's all ours. There's no one else here. Why? Because all the grown-ups have gone to bed. And who's here? It's just us. It's just us. Sterling on Sunday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every single Sunday. It's our secret hideout. We're in the 18-wheeler driving across the country. This is the best time of night to be on the car. It's the best time of night to be on the radio. Let me tell you, you know what's magic about it? They're magic radio stations now. You can go up and down the AM dial, not that silly, trivial FM dial, up and down the AM dial, and you can hear radio stations from hundreds of miles away. The furthest I ever heard a station, I was driving through the Poconos on Route 80 in a summer night. It was a hot summer night. The ionosphere was very, very low, and the AM signals bounce off the ionosphere. And that's why you can hear them from hundreds of miles away, and at night the ionosphere is denser, so the signals can bounce against it. And I'm sitting there in the Poconos, and I hear on the radio at 560, I hear, and that's this weekend at the Moscone Center. I'm like, what? This weekend at the Moscone Center, and I'm in Scranton. WARM, Scranton. I'm in Scranton. I was hearing KSFO from San Francisco. Those signals never go over the Rockies, but it did. And then I called my friend Jack Swanson at KGO in San Francisco. I called him like three times. Would you please verify what I'm hearing? Do you hear it there? And Jack never answered the phone. He never freaking answered the phone. Now, if Jack wanted a job, he'd call me in 2 seconds. But of greater concern to you and me is Katie Holmes' new boyfriend, Emilio Vitolo. Emilio Vitolo is Katie Holmes from Dawson's Creek. That's her new boyfriend. Emilio Vitolo. And it's very annoying to hear Katie talk about Dawson's Creek.
It's still, for all of us, like, unbelievable that people are still watching it and talking about it. Yeah, we all had to do a lot of crying scenes, and it wasn't easy.
Yes, I'm sure that's true. But what annoys me about Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo is they're doing PDA everywhere. They're on TMZ, they're on EW. Everywhere you look, there's Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo, who's known to be a lady killer. Now, I don't know how you get to be a lady killer. When I was single, which was a pretty long time, I was no lady killer. I think I went years without a celebrated embrace. Years. There's Katie Holmes. Every time she breaks up with a guy, she has a new guy. What's disturbing to me about Katie Holmes is...
It's still, for all of us, like, unbelievable that people are still watching it and talking about it. Yeah, we all had to do a lot of crying scenes, and it wasn't easy.
Is that she has a kid. She has a 12-year-old daughter. And now she's out with Emilio Vitolo. I never see her with her daughter. I never see her with her daughter, who I don't believe is Tom Cruise's daughter. No, no, no. My favorite conspiracy theory is that's not Tom Cruise's daughter. It's that guy she was with before, that guy who was in American Pie who we never heard from again, probably because Tom paid him off. Let's just let that sink in. Anyway... There are all these photos of her in Entertainment Weekly, People Magazine, all the gossip sheets, Daily Mail. And there she is making out with Emilio Vitolo. I'm like, why are there all these pictures of this woman over the age of 40 making out with Emilio Vitolo? Why is that okay? And not a picture of her kid anywhere. Yet before, when she was just leaving Tom, going on to the next one, there were tons of pictures of her in Manhattan with her daughter. everywhere in her $1,000 outfits from the Upper West Side. The daughter, not Katie. And I'm like, is Katie that attractive that she's always attracting guys like Emilio Vitulo? She's over 40. Emilio Vitulo could get any woman he imagines. I don't have any idea what he does, who he is. Do you know what he does? But all the pictures are of them making out. Now, if you're over 40, I think there's a point at which it's just not attractive to have a lot of pictures of you making out with someone who isn't your fiancé or your spouse. Am I being old-fashioned? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, because I think anybody who's dating Katie Holmes now is a gold digger. She has residuals from Dawson's Creek. She did something else that I can't remember. She was on Saturday Night Live once. That must pay a fortune. And Tom Cruise money. She has Tom Cruise money. Oh, my gosh. Emilio Vitulo. It seems very suspicious.
It's still, for all of us, like, unbelievable that people are still watching it and talking about it. Yeah, we all had to do a lot of crying scenes, and it wasn't easy.
I saw Katie in person once, and I realized part of the appeal of Katie Holmes is, yes, of course she's cute, but she's also really tall. She's got to be 5'10". So she's like 5'10". She's like really nice because she's from Ohio. People from Ohio always say the same thing whenever there's a dust up. They always go, oh, no, you're fine. It's sort of like bless your heart in the South. In Ohio, it's, oh, you're fine. You know, you stab them in Target. They go, oh, you're fine. That's how it goes. She's from Ohio. Her father's a lawyer. And she has a kid. And yet there she is with Emilio Vitulo in public making out. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have a huge bag of surprises for you coming up in just seconds. We're live on a Sunday night. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Where you're hearing things. Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, tracking what's left of Delta in the Northeast, getting caught up by a new Canadian cold front crossing the Great Lakes out into the Atlantic by midweek. Then the Pacific Northwest is finally getting some rain, higher elevation snows, but that fades away, crossing the Rockies, only to reform over the Western Lakes. Big picture, this week looks much quieter, and it will get cooler late in the week. You know about Monday's rains that on Tuesday will still be in place from New York City up to New England. And our Pacific storm will be still pouring on Washington State with snows across the divide, but no rain for Southern California. Wednesday, showers show up over the northern plains with some cooler air. Thursday, showers coming off the Great Lakes into the northeast. The south stays dry. Friday, new late-day tropical thunderstorm South Florida and cool rain for New England. And Saturday, just the New England showers. But a great show for fall foliage this weekend, even passing peak in some areas across the Great Lakes. But a wonderful show in many areas from the Ohio Valley down to the Carolinas and out west, near peak as far south as New Mexico. Check your local area. Need me? My email address is bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Bigjohnweather, all one word, @gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, it's so good to have you, John. Bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Did you hear that? Is any other radio or TV show offering you custom weather for you? John, a real meteorologist, will give you a weather report for you. BigJohnWeather@gmail.com. BigJohnWeather@gmail.com. Well, how'd it go? How did it go this week? Was this your first time going into the workplace? Every state's different. Every county's different. Every city's different. Why have a unified national policy? That would make no sense. Every single community, every company is different. There are giant skyscrapers in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, L.A. that have nobody in them, and others that in other cities are packed. But it's special. That first day back after not being there for months is a very unusual experience. When I was a kid, sometimes I had the measles, chicken pox, I always had sore throats, and sometimes my mother would keep me out of school for like a week. And then when I go back to school, everything felt weird. Everything felt like you know, I'd walk on the carpets at school or on the floor at school. I felt like I was sinking into them. Everything was louder than I remembered. Everything was softer than all the sensations were screwed up for at least a day. And I bet it's like that to go back to work now. Now, I didn't go back to anywhere because I work out of my laundry room. People usually think that that's some sort of joke, but it's not. I work out of my laundry room, and it's
a unique need to get you experience. Dressed.
How was it going back to work? Because everybody was talking about, well, you know, let's go back to work. It'll be great to go back to work. Don't want to work anymore. Blah, blah, blah. No, I said from March on, you don't want to go into the workplace. There's no reason to go into the workplace if you're in a thought business, if you're an architect, an engineer, if you're a public relations executive, if you're an ad agency executive. You don't have to go to a physical workplace. There's some jobs that require a physical workplace, like if you're running a lathe. Very difficult to run the lathe from home, but I'm sure that could even be worked out if you're really committed to running the lathe from home. But here's the thing. As you got closer to work, going back, I bet there were some things that you remembered, like the vending machine on the third shift that only has Reese's crackers in it and nothing else. Everything else is gone. By the time you get to the third shift, there's nothing else there, right? It's all gone. Or there are some things in the vending machine that you'd really like. No change. Hey, Joe, you got some change for me? No? And then if you want to go outside, if you're in a secure building, you have to go through three security passes and you have to walk the streets to find change. In an inner city, that's not fun. But that's not the real tormentor of going back to work. The real tormentor of going back to work is that person. Everybody has a nemesis at work. An eccentric kook, someone who's out to get you, someone who makes you paranoid. Everybody has a story of somebody who went out of their way to get you, and I want to hear your story. I want to hear your story. Anonymous, don't name the company, don't need to know the person's name, but it's finally a chance to get the resentment out of your head and into the airways, and then it'll disappear. It'll stop having power over you if you share your resentments on the radio. Guaranteed. 888-688-WALT. I have an eccentric kook story, and I have a resentment story. Let's start with the resentment story. I worked with a guy who did the following. I couldn't believe it. I was making partnership deals for this company. And these were significant partnership deals. You know a partnership deal when you're working with a company and you go to another company and say, let's be partners on this. And I made three or four of these partnership deals that involved significant travel, putting all of my relationships on the line, saying, this is something we need to do. You and I need to work together on this. And I worked through the contractual issues, and I worked through the Sarbanes-Oxley's issues and the HR issues and all the things that I hate to do, which is why I work on the radio now, because I hated to do all that. But I did it. And these were significant deals with entities that you've heard of. Worked for them for months. And then this guy was jealous of those deals. He was jealous of those deals. And rather than say, boy, that's terrific, you made those deals, Walter. That's very significant, you made those deals. He told me to cancel them. I said, what? The power dynamic was that he could. He told me to cancel those deals. I said, what are you talking about? And I had to call each of the people that I had made deals with who were my relationships and cancel the deals. I had to cancel the deals. And then, about a month later, a press release goes out from the company saying that that other guy had made these incredible deals. What he had done was he had cuckolded me. he went back to each one of those companies and said, well, you know, Walter really shouldn't have made that deal, or I can do a better deal for you. Anyway, he went back and redid the deals and gave himself credit. And the press release said he did the deals. The press release taking my deals, he turned them into his deals, and he got the credit. Horrible experiences at work, things that are coming back to me now that I don't want to remember. How about you? 888-688-WALT. I love talking to you on the radio. 888-688-WALT. People you don't want to run into at work ever again. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My fishing report. What's going on in the aquariums? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How many guns can one 12-year-old bring to school? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. Highlands.com/arthritis. That is the address where you will find the medication that will help ease your arthritis pain. It works so well that I personally went to the site this week and ordered more product. I ordered more. Highlands Flexmore medication. Now, it comes in two formulas, nighttime and daytime. I take a few of the pills in the morning. I take a few of the pills before I go to bed, and it eases my arthritis pain in my thumbs and in my feet. It's made with natural active ingredients, so it is safe and gentle on my body. It has no side effects and can safely complement any other prescription medication. Did you hear that? It can safely complement any other medication you might be taking because it's made with natural active ingredients. It is safe and gentle on your body. Highlands Flexmore, F-L-E-X, Highlands Flexmore. That's what it's called. HighlandsFlexmore.com/arthritis. Enter the promo code Walter. It's available at CVS, Rite Aid, Kroger's, wherever you find medications. Highlands Flexmore medication comes in easy-to-open bottles. Doesn't it make sense that arthritis medicine should be in easy-to-open bottles? And yet, Highlands was the first one to think of it. You open it up for your daytime formula and your nighttime formula. And I got a secret for you. These little pills taste really good. Highlands Flexmore arthritis medicine. H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands. You can get it at CVS, Kroger's, Rite Aid, and other fine pharmaceutical stores. Or you can get it at highlands.com/arthritis. Enter my name, Walter, in the promo code slot and get $3 off. highlands.com/arthritis.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
All right, 888-688-WALT. It's 47 past the hour. 47 past the hour. John in Reno, Nevada. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday on KXNT. Hi.
How are you, Sterling?
All right, buddy, turn off your radio. I hope our staff told you to turn off your radio.
Okay.
All right. Is your radio off? Why are you answering the radio? Yeah. Talk to me.
Okay. I had a workplace resentment story for you.
And I want to hear it. But hold on a second. Crack staff, you got to tell them to turn off their radios. Please, I'm begging you, please. All right, John, go ahead.
All right, so what happened was this. I was working at a fast food restaurant. And when we got hired, They went through a big process about how everybody was going to be treated equally, and it was very important to them. And from day one, you know what I'm saying, certain people would be punished and disciplined for certain things, and other people would get away scot-free. It was the exact opposite of what they emphasized in their training. And it was so blatant and so obvious. It seemed unbelievable, like almost like you couldn't help but wonder if they were doing it intentionally. You know, you couldn't help but
wonder. Now, John, this is a great story. I do thank you for not saying the name of the chain. Don't say the name of the chain, but give me an example of what you're talking about.
Okay. For example, leaving the door open in the back of the restaurant when you would take the trash out, there would be a screen door. You're supposed to keep the screen door closed to keep the flies from coming in. Okay. If you were working at the potato station by the screen door, okay, if somebody else went out and left the door open and they saw you there, they would yell at you and say, "Why'd you leave the door open?" You say, "I didn't. I was working and so-and-so went through it." But then they would never say anything to so-and-so. They would never say anything to so-and-so. And there was just certain people, you know, did no wrong. And other people did nothing but wrong. And there was really no rhyme or reason to how they selected it. It wasn't based on race. It wasn't based on anything. It was just complete opposite of what they did. And it was almost laughable because they would continually bring up and make fake claims about things, point out, well, you did this, you did that. But then for other people, it would never be brought up. And it was so bad, it was laughable.
John, do you think that this is true in every workplace, that there are teacher pets, that there are people who get away with everything? That was really good. That's the kind of call I want. He had a specific stories. I appreciate it. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We're talking about things that you resent that you experienced at work that must be all coming back now. All the things that you were like, well, gee, I really wish we could go back to work. No, you don't. Because when you go back to work, you have to deal with the idiots face-to-face. Whereas on a Zoom call, you don't really have to deal with them at all. And if they're really annoying you, you can go, oh, gee, the call dropped. You know, you can say the call dropped. 888-688-WALT. All the snakes I've had to deal with in my career, all the people who did crap to me behind my back, I was happy to not have to deal with them. Matt in Las Vegas, listening to KXNT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Sterling. How are you?
Hey, Matt. Matt, my name's Walter Sterling. Welcome. How you doing?
Good, Walter. Good. Well, yeah, I worked at this job, and for some reason, this supervisor that I had, they called him Captain, he hated me, and he got me fired. He had his family member come up there and threaten to beat me up, and so I quit the next day.
Now, did he want you to call him Captain because it was a seafood restaurant or the Krusty Krab? Was there a specific reason that he wanted you to call him Captain? Did he wear a stupid hat?
No, I worked at a security guard company, and they used that chain of command there, like Captain, Sergeant. So I was just like a pawn. I was the first guy at guard.
How stupid it is for a security guard company to have a chain of command. How silly is that? Because they're all pretend. You're all pretend.
Well, they even wore like those little things on their collar, like the little sergeant, the three.
Oh, no, no, really? All right, now, yeah. Matt, you're in Las Vegas. You know about this big story today at the Target? You know about this story?
No, what happened at Target?
All right, listen, and I want you to check the news and see if this is still going on. At one of the targets, a woman walked in a bridal gown, and she came in with a priest and her best friend, her bridesmaid. And she said, "I am here to find my fiance, and he's going to marry me right now, or I'm dumping him right now." They'd been engaged for 2 years. And she went to this Target in Las Vegas to find him. She found him, and he goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! A little notice would have been nice." And he said, "We'll talk about it out in the parking lot." We never knew what happened. Did she dump him, or did she get married? If you could search that and see if you could find that out, that would be a tremendous service to me.
Sure, I can look. You mean like right now? Look on my phone.
Yeah, would you do that? And then if you see an answer, would you call us back?
Sure, I will.
Thank you.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-WALT. No, I'm serious about Matt, because to me, this is the best story I've heard in months. Woman walks into a Target in Las Vegas, right there, layer upon layer. woman, Target, in a wedding gown, Target, in Las Vegas. She brings a priest. It sounds like a bar story, an Irish bar story, doesn't it? We're a priest, and walk into a... No, no. But she actually walked into a Target in Las Vegas in a wedding gown, carrying a bouquet of flowers. Today, this happened today, with her best friend and a priest, and she said, I'm looking for my fiancé. I am going to tell him that he has to marry me right now, or I'm dumping him. And they'd been engaged for 2 years. This wasn't like some spontaneous thing. They'd been engaged 2 years, and he hadn't done his job. He had one job to do, which is help her pick the date and then say, yes, honey, whatever you want. That is the job of a fiancé. Agree on a date, pay for the invitations, and then say, yes, honey, whatever you want. That's the job. There is no other job. So I want to know what happened with this poor guy at the Target. The video shows the guy in the Target going, whoa, I wish I had some notice. I wish I had some notice about this. Oh, God. We have a lot to do tonight. We're going to go over the nonsense of Meghan Markle. Everything Meghan Markle does is nonsense. Prince Harry has been called back to England to speak to the Queen, because the Queen's going to send out some, lay out some parameters for his behavior. And it goes like this. If you want any more money, you will not say one critical thing about the President of the United States or your strange, odd campaign to get people to go vote. How can a member of... am I the only one who spotted this? How can the member of a monarchy, tell people to go vote in a democracy? Kind of defeats the whole purpose of a monarchy. The way they got around that in England was with the Magna Carta. It was a very complicated situation. Oh, my gosh. But we have a lot of Meghan Markle news, and I find it all just astonishing news. And
we need to get you dressed.
A lot to do. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday, and my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We have a side topic. In addition to the topic of what's going on with that woman in Vegas, our side topic is, what's wrong with you? When you wake up in the morning, there's something that's bugging you. Every day it's different, but there's something that's bugging you, and you don't talk to anybody about it. What's wrong with you? And now that you have to go back to work, again, it's hitting you like an avalanche of all the things you hated about going into a workplace. The dilemma for all of us is that we tend to like our work. We tend to like what we do for a living, but we don't tend to like dealing with people at work. And that's a very specific midnight misfit syndrome. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we need to start with old business first. That's still very current tonight, and that's what's left of former major Hurricane Delta. As you know, making landfall late last Friday, just 13 miles east of where major Hurricane Laura landed 6 weeks ago near Lake Charles. And the destruction, I'm afraid, is overwhelming. I always recommend the American Red Cross for sending aid through their website. And, of course, Delta has been so much more through the weekend as well. The remnants of the storm generating isolated tornadoes in Georgia, flash flooding Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. Now today, even more locally heavy rainfall. Flash flood watch will expire at midnight Eastern down the spine of the Appalachians. The wet impacts will now morph together with a new Canadian cold front that tonight has generated a wind advisory over most of the central and northern plains and will pour cooler air for millions across the Great Lakes and the Northeast starting tomorrow. And some wildfire help with rains in the Pacific Northwest tonight. Still red flag warnings for the Front Range and no help for Southern California. 18 wildfires currently, 4 majors still burning. The Glass Fire, though, 97% contained. By the way, is there any other systems out in the tropics right now we should worry about? Nope. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. All right, there's my friend Margaret in Northern California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We're live on a Sunday night. Hello, Margaret.
Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Well, I feel very close to you.
We've had the same problems at work.
Have we now? All right, without saying the name of the company, please tell me about the challenges you've had with people at work. Because we like our tasks, it's the people that are a problem.
Right. I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 57 years. I still work. I'm 75. And I went to work for a new company. About a month after I went to work for them, the person who hired me was let go. And unfortunately, she was also the one who was training me. I kind of flopped around for a couple of weeks, and then someone else came in and said, "Oh, well, I'll be your trainer." And that they got that okayed. Immediately, I knew something was wrong, but I stuck with it. And I do home nursing, and I had been doing between 4 and 6 patients a day when I worked for the company just before I went to work for them. I could never get her to give me more than 2 patients, and every time I had to ask about it, she would say, "Oh, you're incapable of doing more than 2 patients." And then she finally gave me a 3rd patient. I went out to find the patient, could not find them anywhere. It took me 2 hours. I finally came back to the office and said, "I don't know what's going on." Found out later that she had changed the patient's address in the computers. Things like this went on for a little bit, and I'm sitting there thinking that, you know, this is just not really the place I want to be, when they came in and said, "Oh, well, guess what? You've only been doing 2 patients a day, and you're sitting in the office doing nothing the rest of the time." Oh. I had been ordered by my trainer to stay in the office and answer phones while they had a meeting. Their meetings were always out in the parking lot where they were doing their smoking and vaping.
Oh my God.
Would never tell me when their, quote, meeting was over. So, anyhow, I work elsewhere now.
Well, Megan, you know what the real problem is with that? Because I have stories like that that are equally terrifying. The big problem, Megan, is that unless you're raised a certain way by your parents, it would never occur to you to behave like that at work. Those people are given a whole different set, a different code of ethics from birth than you and I were given. It would never occur to you to scam a coworker by giving them only 2 patients, by having secret meetings. It just wouldn't occur to you because all you care about is your job. Am I right?
Pretty much.
This is crazy. Get rid of it.
I had a situation very similar to that where I was working for a company as a consultant, and there were other people involved in the company, and we all depended on a source of revenue. We needed a specific source of revenue to be happy with us. And one day I get a phone call from the CEO of this source of revenue saying to me, Where are you? Where are you? I mean, what do you mean, where am I? We're having a meeting now. If you get here fast, you could get here before it's done. It was in another building, you know, 5 blocks away. But somebody who wanted to screw me didn't tell me about the meeting. And it happened more than once. How can you behave like that? It would never occur to me to do that. If I want to get you at work, I'll just work harder than you. But I'm not going to pull scammy things like that, shady things like that. I mean, who does that? All right, let's hear your trouble at work stories. Now that you're back at work, probably, and you're dealing with those people again, let's vent. Let's get your resentments out. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is a live radio show on Sunday night. It's not the audio for Meet the Press. It's not the best of Dick and Dan. Those stupid shows. Let me help you. Let me be very clear. If you run into a best of show on a talk station, it's only worse than. There's no such thing as a best of talk show that takes phone calls. That's dead fish. It's 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. My fishing report. What's going on in the aquariums? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How many guns can one 12-year-old bring to school? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. You've got to try Harry's Razors. They have come out with a brand new super sharp razor. Now, each blade is still less than $2. You think about some other blades that you waste your money on, and it's a lot more than that. What I have found with Harry's Razors, with their blades, their ergonomic handle, their shaving cream, is that when I use it, it's as though I have never shaved before. Now, that sounds like crazy hyperbole in a commercial, but it's not. It feels as though I have never shaved before because the blade, the handle, and the shaving cream work together in a remarkable way to give me an experience shaving that's amazing. I put on the shaving gel. It turns into foam. It smells great. I put the blade in the ergonomic handle, beautiful handle, and they all work together like a shaving symphony to give me the shave that I never thought I could have. You can find Harry's new sharp blades in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you, but I like to shop online. You can get the trial set. You can get a trial set where you get shaving cream, a blade, and the handle in an attractive box. You enter my name, Walter, at harrys.com, harrys.com, harrys.com. Enter the promo code Walter. And you know what? All of that you'll get for $3. Now, well, they must get you on the shipping, huh, Walter? No, shipping's free. Let me repeat. Harry's blade, you get a blade. You get the handle for the blade. You get shaving cream and a really nice box that it comes in. Enter my name, Walter. You get all of that for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love or get a restful night's sleep? I have had arthritis pain, and it has been slowly taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks or experience with side effects. I discovered with Hyland's Flexmore Medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with, listen, natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on your body. This means it can safely complement prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Hylands.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at checkout and get $3 off your purchase. Hylands.com/arthritis, or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, it's so exciting, isn't it? 17 past the hour, 17 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. You and I are in the 18-wheeler, the 4-wheeler. This is the best time of day to drive. Now, it's time for Sterling Snaps. I want you to pick up that overpriced iPhone you have and take a picture of whatever you're looking at. And then I post it on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. Clever, clever, clever. Walter M. Sterling, I post it usually Tuesday because tomorrow's my day off. I don't do anything tomorrow. Many would argue that I don't do anything ever, but no, actually, I do work. And that's because I have to find creative audio like this.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program,
Miss Kate Smith.
God bless America. If I get a real patriotic phone call, that's what I'm going to play. Like halfway through when they're annoying me, I'll play that.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
Do you realize that from about 1930 to 1956, she was the biggest female star on the radio in prime time? Now, Mary Margaret McBride was the biggest star in daytime by far, male or female. But Kate Smith was the biggest star in prime time. But you don't care about that. Let's go back to something you do care about. Oh, here's Meghan Markle. The purpose of Meghan Markle is to torture me. Now, she goes out with her friend. I think it's Kelly Clarkson, who married David Foster, who's a Canadian composer. Let's just think of that right there, a Canadian composer of Muzak. Like he's soft rock. He's like a producer of soft rock. Now they go out to dinner together. Meghan's friend and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They go out to dinner in Mendocino last week to, I don't know, was it Lucky's Steakhouse or something? It was a three-hour dinner. And somebody said to David Foster's wife, how do you know Meghan Markle? I'll give you Velo Hool guppies if you can tell me what the heck she said.
We went to the same, she went to a school called Immaculate Heart, as did I. She went there for middle school and high school, and I went there just for middle school. My sister was in her class. So my sister was in middle school with her, and I was in middle school when she was in high school. So I did a couple shows with her, and she was just always put together and great. And I was never really close friends with her. But then when I was in London doing Waitress, we went to a big charity event. Me and David put ourselves in a position where we could just at least say hello, and they were really gracious. And my husband has like a really, really beautiful relationship with Harry. They're so cute. They're like father and son.
Like father and son. Catherine McPhee married David Foster, a 70-something producer and composer of Canadian origin. What could be less sexy than a producer-composer well over 70 of Canadian origin? Catherine McPhee. That's his 5th wife. His 5th wife. But she says that she's friends with Meghan Markle. But listen carefully to what she says is the DNA of their friendship. They went out for a 3-hour dinner with Prince Harry, David Foster, Catherine McPhee, and Meghan Markle.
We went to the same, she went to a school called Immaculate Heart, as did I. She went there for middle school and high school, and I went there just for middle school. My sister was in her class. So my sister was in middle school with her, and I was in middle school when she was in high school. So I did a couple shows with her, and she was just always put together and great. And I was never really close friends with her. But then when I was in London doing Waitress, we went to a big charity event. Me and David put ourselves in a position where we could just at least say hello, and they were really gracious. And my husband has like a really, really beautiful relationship with Harry. They're so cute. They're like father and son.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Did you hear what she said? She said when they were in school together, Meghan was always really put together. She was always really put together, but they weren't really close. Then they got to know each other when she went to England and was in the play Waitress. That was a play she was referring to. She didn't work as a waitress, God help us. She was in a play called Waitress. But then they were at a big charity event. And David and I put ourselves in position, her words, put ourselves in position at the charity event to casually sort of bump into Harry and Meghan. These people, she didn't know Meghan at all in high school. That's her claim to fame. She knew her in high school. Well, yeah, she knew her over there in high school. I knew a lot of people in high school, too, but they were over there. And then they're at a charity event, and they position themselves to bump into Harry and Meghan. And now, David Foster and Prince Harry are like father and son. But I think it's more like grandfather and son. It's much more like grandfather and son. Catherine McPhee marries 70-year-old David Foster, fifth wife. I'd love to know that story. What is that story? What you got going on there, David? What do you got going on? It seems like a very wacky thing to me. Now, there's more wackiness for Meghan. Let's listen.
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community is so important because we need to redraw the lines of how we engage with each other, both online and off. What we're exposed to online seeps into how we engage with each other offline. It can train us to be kind, or it can train us to be cruel.
There's a lot of seepage there, Meghan. I feel a lot of seepage. And that's why this week the Queen has called Prince Harry back to England to give him a talking to about how to behave, because this little speech...
You're playing a critical role for our future and that of our children. Seeing our world through the lens of community,
a member
is so
of the British British royalty is telling Americans
other,
to go out and vote.
And
what is wrong with this picture? What is wrong with that picture? The members of the British aristocracy are telling Americans to go and vote. Monarchs are telling people to go vote. Am I the only one who sees this as completely insane? Now, there's another thing you may have missed. This week was Girl Day. That's right, Girl Day. And Meghan has been invited onto some podcast to participate in Girl Day.
I am so excited and honored to have you today with me. Could you hear me as well?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear you just fine?
Okay, great. Can we start?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, everyone. Today is International Day of the Girl, a day where we celebrate what girls can accomplish. Today, I have some very special guests, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Hi.
Prince Harry and Meghan, I am so excited and honored to have you today with me. And today we'll talk about education and how we can empower all girls to have access to quality and safe education. I was lucky that I had a father who believed in me and who allowed me to have my own voice and to be able to go to school and continue learning. How was your childhood and what role did education play in the growth and in the learning of both of your lives?
Well, Malala, firstly, just thank you so much for having us. It's such an important day.
Such an important day. I didn't know anything about this day. International Girl Day? International Day of the Girl? Did you know anything about this? Because you see, is that like Girl Scout Cookie Day? Did they sell Girl Scout cookies on International Day of the Girl? Because you see, I have three daughters. Dorothy, who's 17, Meredith, who's 15, and Samantha, who's 8, who'd better be asleep. You better be asleep, Samantha. And in our house, every day is International Girl Day. Every day. Because every day they come to me with a list of demands. A list of demands. Things that must happen today. And they pretty much have two sets of demands, my daughters. There's the short con and the long con. The short con is, I need this now. I need this $229 calculator right now, or I'll flunk out of school. Really? You're telling me every kid in your public school has a $129 calculator? Yes, every one of them. No, it can't be. Yes, it is. No, it can't be. There's no other way to get this, no other place to... No, we need it now. I have to buy it. Now, what are you going to do with a calculus calculator? Why do you need the most I can hope for with you is long division. That's the most I'm hoping for is long division. And I know you can do that on paper because I did. No. Okay, that's the short con. The short con is always wrapped in, or I will flunk out now. The long con is usually much more like this. They have to have something. And you say, well, could you wait for your birthday for the American Girl doll? Can you wait for the Christmas for the American Girl doll $500 kitchen? Oh, sure, I can do that. I can wait for that. Or, Daddy, when I'm 16, let me tell you what car I want. Okay, that's the long con. But it sneaks up on you. You forget the dates you committed to, but they never do. Now, coming up in the long con is the phenomena of Halloween. Oh, I'm going to go out on Halloween. Can I buy this $300 outfit? Well, why don't you just cut a hole in the pillows and say that you're whatever you are? No, it has to be this. I believe very strongly that anybody over the age of 18 should not be decorated and dressed up for Halloween. I think it's the worst idea imaginable. I can't begin to tell you how stupid you are if you're over 18 to go to a Halloween party. It's for kids. I'm going to give you in just seconds the most remarkable factoid you've ever heard, the most remarkable piece of trivia. You will win every bet at a bar if you have this piece of trivia. And I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. But no way in hell should adults be dressed up for Halloween. You look stupid. I'm telling you, you just look stupid. My number is 888-688-WALT. I love to talk to you. 888-688-WALT. And you could win Velo Hool guppies when you and I talk at 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music, too, is heard by the very best listeners.
Sterling on Sunday weather, tracking what's left of Delta in the Northeast, getting caught up by a new Canadian cold front crossing the Great Lakes out into the Atlantic by midweek. Then the Pacific Northwest is finally getting some rain, higher elevation snows, but that fades away, crossing the Rockies only to reform over the Western Lakes. Big picture, this week looks much quieter, and it will get cooler late in the week. You know about Monday's rains that on Tuesday will still be in place from New York City up to New England, and our Pacific storm will be still pouring on Washington State with snows across the divide, but no rain for Southern California. Wednesday, showers show up over the northern plains with some cooler air. Thursday, showers coming off the Great Lakes into the Northeast. The South stays dry. Friday, new late-day tropical thunderstorm South Florida and cool rain for New England. And Saturday, just the New England showers. But a great show for fall foliage this weekend, even passing peak in some areas across the Great Lakes. But a wonderful show in many areas from the Ohio Valley down to the Carolinas and out west, near peak as far south as New Mexico. Check your local area. Need me? My email address is bigjohnweather@gmail.com. Bigjohnweather, all one word, @gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Today's fishing report looks like this, is that the water is bubbling at a height of 7.5 millimeters. And it is that time of year where a male guppy finds the love of a female guppy. And one male guppy is called the Lancer. And he made love to three female guppies 20 times in 30 minutes. He's a performer. Now, here's the deal. In about 30 days, we'll begin to see fry. And there's lots of fry right now in the fish room. They have so many baby guppies, and the Lancer probably is responsible for a lot of them. From Maine to La Jolla, to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
We need to get you dressed.
All right, last night on Saturday Night Live, the comic made reference to, maybe John Wayne was right. Maybe John Wayne was right. Well, what was it exactly that John Wayne said at some point in his life, a turning point in his life, where he made a key realization? And since I am resourceful and very good at computer search, I found it.
I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met. And then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listened to your point of view.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
God bless America.
Prince Harry heads home for tough talk with Queen. This story fascinates me. Imagine the Queen of England saying, "You will come back here. You will come back here now. We're going to talk now. I'm 190 years old and you're not going to disobey me." Prince Harry and Queen Elizabeth. Prince Harry is finally flying across the pond to visit his grandmother after months in the U.S. of shenanigans. But will wife Meghan Markle go with him? And will Queen Elizabeth strip him of his titles or his visa after his biting comments on the Biden-Trump race? Questions are swirling around Buckingham Palace once again after staffers received orders to get the royal couple's former home, Frogmore Cottage, ready for a visit from Harry, according to the Daily Mail. No mention, though, is whether or not Meghan Markle is coming along. Harry and Meghan have burnt some significant bridges and may be beyond repair. Right now, it doesn't seem to bother them. And I can't see Meghan ever wanting a way back. Representative Jason Smith of Missouri, KMOX, KMBZ, is so hot under the collar that he wrote a letter to the British ambassador requesting that the Queen tell the royal couple to shut up or strip their titles and privileges. Listen, if you're the Queen of England, the last thing in the world you can afford is to annoy us, because we don't annoy you. We don't point out the wackiness of royalty. We don't point out the wackiness of your country, the socialism in your country. We don't bother you. Therefore, it's a good idea not to bother us. Here are these two brats. These two brats who came here, they're sitting in a mansion in Santa Barbara with a wine cellar, a magnificent mansion, by the way, a custom-made mansion. And there they sit with their son. Now, they came here to become financially independent. Well, he still gets about £8 million a year from daddy. And I don't begrudge him that. If you have a rich dad, good for you. But don't announce you're going to become financially independent and then bring your wife to participate in all of these wacky things like International Day of the Daughter. International Day of the Daughter? What are you talking about? Every daughter I know is just fine. 888-688-WALT. Here's what I hope the Queen of England tells them. We're not giving you any more money. You cannot make any more public pronouncements. Go earn your own money. Pay your income taxes. Oh, that's the other thing. If they stay here in this country much longer, they're going to have to pay income taxes, which is millions and millions of dollars. They both have to go home to avoid paying income taxes in the U.S., because if they go past like 150 days a year, they're citizens. Congratulations. And how did Meghan ever work it out with her visa? Is she a British citizen? Is she an American citizen? These things personally fascinate me. It's my wackiness. All right, it's just you and me. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to give you the secret message, which you can only decipher with your Midnight Misfit decoder card. That's in seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
How many guns can one 12-year-old bring to school? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. What a privilege it is to talk about Highlands Flexmore Medicine. Highlands Flexmore Medicine. This is the medicine that is natural, made with natural ingredients. You can use it with other prescription medications and have no side effects, no problems, because this is made with natural ingredients. Do you have arthritis pain like I do, like 54 million other Americans do? Many people delay taking their pain medication because they're afraid of long-term risk or experience side effects. There's no reason for that. Because now with Highlands Flexmore Medicine, this is a natural relief from minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It's a little different in the day. It's a little different at night, isn't it? Well, now finally, a company recognizes the difference in arthritis pain at night and in the morning. Highlands Flexmore has two different formulas. Get the one that works for you. Get them both. See what's going to work for you best. This helps ease my muscle and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural, active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands.com/arthritis. Highlands.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at the checkout and get $3 off your purchase. The fastest $3 you ever made. You're right, Walter. You get $3. All right. Find it at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you. This is
only a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, this is also on the same Monday. This is all on the same day. A 74-year-old dementia patient's in her nursing home, and she walks out the door, somehow gets past the security, and wanders off. Luckily, her daughter was coming to visit her that night, and when she wasn't there, they started to search. So the cops were looking for a 74-year-old Florida woman wandering around, and they find her. To make sure it's her, the, you know, they have to verify her identification. She actually has her license on her. Good. So they run her license number, and they find, this is so silly, they find a DUI warrant from 2011. She had gotten a DUI. She had paid her fine. She had completed the community service, but apparently had overlooked a two-hour online course. So the cops arrested her. They put her in jail without bond, and she's going to spend the night there until a judge can sign off on the release. Good job, cops. You really got them on that one. Way to keep us all safe. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Okay, we're still on Monday. Monday after school. In unincorporated Pasco County, a teenager's walking home, head buried in the cell phone. Teen trips, drops the phone. It goes down a storm drain. So the teenager goes to the nearby manhole, climbs down into the catch basin, and gets their phone. The problem is the teen can't pull themselves out back up through the manhole. Luckily, the phone's down there. They can call for help. The teen was out of there in like an hour or so. It's just a really dumb scene. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
And for our final Florida story on the same day, I could have done more. I'm just cutting it off here. In Callahan, Florida, a 12-year-old Florida boy has his lunchbox on his desk. And the teacher said, I thought I told you to put that away. And so the teacher goes to pick it up and put it over by the coat rack. And this lunchbox is heavy. It's like 12 pounds. She goes, what's in here? So she slaps it on her desk, undoes the buckle, slaps it open. There's two handguns in there and a box of ammunition. Two, right? So the kid, of course, gets sent to the principal's office immediately. They ask him, why do you have those handguns in the lunchbox? The kid reaches in his waistband and pulls out a third handgun. But it is good to keep a gun on you in case the teacher finds your arsenal in the lunchbox. Yeah, that was all on the same day. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Whatever you're looking at right now, pick up your iPhone, your Android phone, and take a picture of it and send it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com, because I love these pictures. My favorite pictures ever came from police officers in Chicago who were listening to me on WLS, along with tens of thousands of other people. What an honor to be on WLS. And these police officers took pictures of their patrol and sent it to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. But other pictures I get from you of what you're looking at right now, it's a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Then, if you have any questions, you want to send me an email, send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. And every email I get gets an answer. Now, if you have downloaded our secret card, our Midnight Misfit membership card, on it you will find a decoder that helps you decode whatever I say. And you can learn the secret message. And I'm going to make it easy tonight because, in fact, it's only one letter you have to decode. Are you ready? Exclamation mark. Look at the decoder card, decipher, exclamation mark, and you will see this amazing message that I am delivering to you right now at 50 minutes past the hour.
When the world's asleep, keep your eyes open and capture a stolen moment. Speak from your heart. Don't worry about who's listening. Those worth having will always hear you. Nothing worth having comes easy, and everything you truly need is already inside of you.
And that's true. The only misery comes from people who spend their time striving for externals. I think the key to happiness, not that I ain't no guru, but I think the key to happiness is to pay attention to what you already know, what's already inside of you, what's in your heart. The greatest value that I have found is that I pay attention to my instincts. I pay attention to my instincts. And it can be as simple as this. Whenever you've gone to rent a house, rent an apartment, buy a house, buy an apartment, the minute I walk into that new apartment, new house, I know right away if that's a good place or a bad place. I don't know what happened. I don't want to know what happened, but I can feel in a second if it's a good place or a bad place, if something good happened there or something bad happened there. And I pay attention to that instinct and I leave. Same thing with places of work. When I've been up for jobs and I've gone in, I can feel in 2 seconds if the people there are happy or not happy. For years, I was a suit in wingtip shoes. And I would go to companies and give them advice. I'd give them sage advice about their marketing campaigns and what they put on the radio and all of that. And people took notes, which was terrifying. They're taking notes? They're taking notes for me? But I knew when I walked into a radio station or a media company, I knew if that was a good place or a bad place in a second. And I'm like, oh, the energy in here is so bad. It's just so bad. And I'd go into other radio stations or media companies and boom, it felt great. You know, I felt like, okay, we can work together here. But I've gone into places that when I first walked in felt evil, actual evil, that. Yeah, and let me tell you how I define evil. The place turns friends against each other. People who go in there as friends leave as not friends. Does that make sense to you? Maybe you've gone into a workplace and with somebody you knew and you both started on the job, and a couple months later you realize you two weren't friends anymore. You weren't buddies anymore. Well, that isn't you and your buddy. That's the place you're working. Something bad happened there. Or they've structured it wrong. What I've seen companies do that have destroyed them, is they have taken power away from the decision makers and the people who actually have to do the work and put it into a central location, a central entity such as HR or what do they call them? Business... there's a big company that uses them. They're like business managers, but nothing is actually done by these people. The department heads, the people who have to make the product, sell the product, create the product, market the product. Okay, that's one group. But all of a sudden, they put the decision-making into a centralized location to one group of people. Business managers, in effect, business managers. And nothing can be done unless the business managers say it's okay. That's a disaster. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. All the people on the line, the sellers, the creators, the marketers, they have no actual authority. They have to clear everything. Well, what does that do? That cuts way down on the decision time. That cuts way down on action in the marketplace. There's no reason for it. If you really can't trust the people you hire, that you have to centralize all decision making, well, you know, be sure to check with us. Be sure to check with corporate before you do that. Really, this is just a creative decision. It's not $10 million. Check with corporate. Okay, that company's dead. It's already dead. And it's tragic. I want to share with you something else tonight. I've thought long and hard about whether or not to send you to this. There is a spectacular 18-minute short film made by some Francis Coppola distant relative. This is a kid who went to NYU, to the Tisch School, and took film. And it's taken him at least 2 years to make this 18-minute film. And I have watched it at least 10 times this week. And I debated, do I talk about this on the radio? Because the subject matter is delicate and the film is beautiful and it's kind. This is handled with kindness. And it's an 18-minute film about a man dealing with the death of his wife. And it is not morbid. It is not tragic. It's fascinating how he handled this. And Ron Rifkin, great actor from Brothers and Sisters, who you may know of, he's the star of this film. But it's called Daddy, D-A-D-D-Y. It's on YouTube. I also put it on my Facebook page, and it's worth 18 minutes. Because rarely does the mourning of a husband get reviewed in a movie or an article. Oh, tons of articles about the widows and Cosmopolitan and Glamour and Vanity Fair. They all cover the tragedy for women, but rarely is it covered for men. And this is 18 minutes of a beautiful study of how an 80-year-old man deals with his mourning of his wife, his lifelong wife. And it's so artfully done, so well put together. It's worth 18 minutes of your time. It's called Daddy, D-A-D-D-Y. It's on YouTube. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.